98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim.
Keim time.
With Burns and Gambo. Presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
Welcome back to Burns and Gambo show right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. And it's Friday. It's 3 o'clock, which means it's Keim time. Time to talk with general manager of the 9-2 Arizona Cardinals, who joins us right now here on the Burns and Gambo show. It is Steve Keim. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it.
You too, gentlemen. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving as well.
We did, and Christmas lights are up, and now we're getting ready for Christmas. Let's talk about the bye week. You know, the last 2 years, you guys have lost coming off of the bye. I think it was the Rams in Miami. What was the approach this year? What was different about how you handled the bye week?
You know, Gambo, I think that I think the biggest thing is really to make sure the players understand that even though it's a bye, it doesn't mean that you just sit on the couch and watch football. I mean, I think that, you know, again, in today's day and age with the sports science that we have, is it's important to stay active and stay moving. And not only that, to keep the mental part of the game sharp as well. And staying in the playbook, obviously we have advantages nowadays with the video part of it and the fact that we can watch film on iPads. I think it's just staying active physically and staying into the playbook mentally.
So no crazy approach to, like, doing things completely different than when you did the last 2 years, just making sure that everybody's just more engaged?
Yeah, I think, again, it's just the emphasis on making sure that when you get away, you're not fully away, you know, that your mind's in the game. And we have an NFC opponent coming up this week. It's going to be in a cold atmosphere, something that we're not quite used to, and we all have to be prepared.
Steve Keim, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. I saw where Cliff earlier today in his kind of last press conference before the weekend indicated it was going to be game time for Kyler, game time for Hop, game time for Justin Pugh. Is it your hope? Is it your anticipation that this is the week at least Kyler and Hop are back for you guys, given how much time they've had off now?
It is, you know, and I know, you know, those guys have been trending in the right direction. I'm pretty confident, though, it'll still be a Sunday game time decision to make sure that they're good. But at the same time, those guys have certainly shown a lot of improvement throughout the last several weeks. Justin Pugh, I'm not quite sure. You know, Justin's a tough guy, definitely wants to play, but not quite as confident about him.
You guys go 2-1 without Kyler, 2-1 without Hop. You get divisional wins on the road. I knock on wood when I say this, but did that experience of not being able to play Kyler, could that have gone any better for you guys other than obviously perfection in 3-0?
I don't think so, and I think it says a lot about the guys in our locker room and our coaching staff. Number one, the coaching staff had those guys prepared, and you know, the players that we have, when you look at the depth and the contributions that guys have made, the selfless attitude that we have as a whole, I think is tremendous. And, you know, it sort of also reminds me about a team we're playing this week, you know, with Andy Dalton, the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. To me, it reminds you of a guy that's played a lot of football and is certainly equipped to beat you, like Colt McCoy was.
We have not spoken with you since Lincoln Riley took the USC job and the Oklahoma job became available. And one of the first names we heard, Adam Schefter, said they would have interest in Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff addressed those rumors a little bit, but I want to get your take on it. Are you surprised that Cliff's name has come up for one of the prominent jobs in college football?
I am not surprised. And to me, I mean, you know, it's a compliment to our organization, in my opinion. You know, I think it really goes back to validate the things that Michael and I saw in him when we made that hire, and he's obviously earned it. I mean, the guy has done a tremendous job, and we have continually gotten better, and I think, you know, he and our organization has grown together, and, you know, really, really excited about the future when you look at the work that he has put in, the improvements that he's made, improvements we've made as a roster. So I think that the way things are going, I mean, I'm really, really excited where we are as a football team.
Well, with that being said, I mean, Cliff will be going into the last year of his contract. I can't imagine that you would allow that to happen without a new deal. Are you currently working on a new contract extension for your head coach, given the job that he's done?
Well, you know, I think, Gambo, I think that's a great question. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're so laser focused, and I know Cliff brought this up on the Chicago Bears. So really, to be honest with you, there's so much that goes into a week of practice and preparation. When you look at the roster stuff that I have to do, all the different things that Michael's involved with, and then obviously Cliff is trying to prepare for the Chicago Bears. So, you know, again, we're going to take it one week at a time and make sure that we come out of Chicago with a W.
Yeah, I'm going to ask kind of the same question, but rephrase it a little differently. As a general manager of a football team, you've got a lot of things to worry about. Is Cliff in Oklahoma something that Steve Keim worries about?
I mean, anytime you hear somebody attached to a job, I mean, especially in today's day and age when, you know, sometimes the rumors are correct, sometimes they're not. Obviously, we don't want to lose Cliff. He's done a phenomenal job. And, you know, Michael and I are his biggest fans. So, again, you know, I think he's got a great job here, as Kyler Murray mentioned. And, again, I think the future is bright. So, again, we have so many things going in the right direction. So many decisions need to be made as well after the season. And we're going to have some tough problems to have. And I think that, to me, again, it goes back to the accomplishment of this organization and the sort of the turnaround that we've had, that we're actually going to have a lot of tough decisions, which is essentially what you want in my position.
And that was kind of leading into my next question. With some of those tough decisions, some of those guys whose contracts are up at the end of this year, whether it's great finds by you and James Conner or Colt McCoy, guys that you drafted in Christian Kirk, is there any kind of a timeline for you to try to eliminate some of those worries and know that they're going to come back so that they don't hit free agency and you can kind of check those boxes before the season even ends, Steve?
No, you know, and I think as we identify the guys that we want to remain core players, and there's a lot of them, obviously with the success that we've had this year, but it really is sort of tough in the event that, you know, these guys are dealing with agents, we're dealing with agents, they're focused on football. So at the end of the day, a lot of times guys either want to test the market or it's just not the appropriate time because they're so focused on football. So there's so many moving parts to it. But I will tell you, there are a lot of guys that we want to re-sign and make sure that they remain Cardinals for future years to come.
Yeah, I won't ask you about every single one because we'll be here all day. But I do want to ask you about one, if that's okay. Colt McCoy won 2 out of 3 games when Kyler Murray was out. That was phenomenal. He was fantastic. He great locker room guy, great teammate, veteran player. You've seen what he could do when he's got to fill in for Kyler. How important is it to you to make sure that you re-sign him and have him as your backup quarterback going forward?
Highly important. And you know, just to a lot of the fans out there probably don't know this, but Colt, in a lot of different circumstances of when you can re-sign players, Colt is a guy that you cannot re-sign until after the season's over by league rules and the way his sort of his 10-year years are set up. So he is a guy that we're excited about. We all know that. Obviously, what he's done on the field is, you know, second to none in terms of guy that can come in and play at a high level and keep you on pace of winning. But at the same time, I mean, you look back and you say, how many good things has he done off the field with his leadership and the things he does in the film room with Kyler and Coach and Cam, our quarterback coach? I mean, it's hard to say what that value is, but there's no doubt that a reason for a lot of our success, you know, Colt McCoy certainly in that mix.
You know, we've heard a lot of sound this past week about Jalen Thompson, everybody raving about the job he did, and even Cliff said that he didn't know much about him. He was on a beach somewhere when you ended up drafting him in that supplemental draft. But that's a guy that goes unnoticed a lot because it wasn't the regular draft. It wasn't a trade or a free agent signing. But Jalen Thompson has been such a key piece to your defense. What do you remember about pulling the trigger in that supplemental draft?
Well, I was trying to figure out what Cliff was doing on that beach, and I wanted to see what his Amex statement looked like. But aside from those two things, you know, just a guy that you saw him coming out, and by, you know, when you look at the old days and you see the Adrian Wilson-type safeties that are 6'2", 230 pounds, that are physical box players, now you have guys like Buda Baker that are sort of mirror images of each other, where they're athletic guys that can invert, they can play in the slot, they have cover ability against receivers, tight ends, they're physical. And I've said this before, Jalen Thompson, in my humble opinion, is one of the best open field tacklers in the NFL, hands down. I mean, the guy has made a ton of tackles in space, and that's not as easy as most people think. He's got great natural knee bend, he comes to balance in space, and he's as secure as they get as a tackler on the third level.
Do you feel like because of that, you've got one of the best safety duos in the NFL?
I do. You know, again, I'm always a huge fan of our players. And again, you get emotionally attached to them. So maybe I think a little highly more so than others. But at the same time, I mean, both of those guys, they don't say much other than they're great natural leaders. They're not rah-rah guys. They just go out and play football day in and day out. And they play at a high level. And again, to be able to get a guy like that in the fifth round of the supplemental draft, to me, says a lot about our scouting staff and the work that that group on the personnel side puts in.
All right. Well, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Hope you did enjoy your holidays, your Thanksgiving as well. We look forward to talking to you next week. Good luck against the Bears. We appreciate the time, Steve.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.